Hello, welcome to Explore Your Potential. I'm Adam Chalmers, and this is session 4 in the series, The Power of Focus. Today we're going to move from primarily a body focus, a physical focus, a focus on the nervous system, how you present yourself, stand, breathe, and move, and build on that foundation. In the previous 3 audios, we looked at adapting to uncertainty, finding ease in challenge, and moving with the times. The essential message being that challenge is there in everything. It's always there. Uncertainty is there. Struggle, disappointment. It's multi-layered and it runs through every facet of our existence. To wish it were not so is very human, but unhelpful. There is absolutely no point in wishing things were not the way that they are. They are the way they are. This is life, and the challenges that we throw ourselves into are the ones we grow from. When you begin to see that potential and possibility are held within the very things that test you, you realize that your only growth can happen when you accept this essential truth. Hardship creates hardiness, and resilience comes through an attitude change that says, I'm going to take this challenge on. You need the tools though, right? And we covered the tools. How do you breathe? How do you hold yourself, present yourself? What kind of attitudes can you take into challenge, and how can you willingly start to find ease in the difficult times? So zero in and join me as we move on into the power of the mind. Now is the time to zero in on your mind. And as we covered in our last session, mind and body are connected. There's no separation. It may seem that way, but really it's all interconnected. The nervous system, the body, the brain, all completely connected. And so the messages you've been sending to your brain with your deep belly breathing, with your confident posture, with your mobile spine, and with your cold showers is all doing one thing. It's teaching you to be calm. It's teaching you to center yourself in your body. And once you feel that centering in the body and you feel grounded in yourself, that's the time to turn your attention to your mind's eye. So let's send the message to the brain now and begin with a few head circles, moving your head around one way slowly, feeling any clicks or cracks in the neck. And then moving your head back the other way. Bring your attention down to your shoulders. Note how they feel and allow them to relax completely. And then lifting them up, roll them up towards your ears and gently and slowly down and forward, creating a nice big full range of movement through your shoulder girdle. Getting rid of any stiffness in your upper back and neck, a place that we tend to carry a lot of tension. And then change direction and move your shoulders back the other way, creating nice big circles that open up your chest. From there, if you're not standing, stand up. Place your hands on your hips and move your hips around in some nice big circles. Feels fantastic to mobilize your hips, and at the same time, you're also creating movement through your spine. This is working the large muscles of the glutes, lower back, the pelvic floor, the hip flexors, quadriceps, hamstrings, so many muscles getting involved here, and it just helps to get rid of stagnancy. And then change direction, move your hips back the other way. And then take a seat. And as you sit upright. Remember, how you feel is directly related to how you position yourself. Your mindset is directly related to your anatomical posture. And if you stoop and slump, you'll tend to feel down and defeated. And if you sit upright with your chest proud and feeling alert, eyes up, gazing around, you give off a feeling of confidence, like a person who's going somewhere, and you seem more approachable, and you'll feel grounded, centered, and ready for opportunity to present itself to you. So please sit upright, feet grounded firmly to the floor. If you choose to keep standing or you're walking, just do so in an easy and effortless way. Feel your feet grounded to the floor. Be present in your body. Let's do our four rounds of 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. I'll just do the first two rounds with you. And then please pause the audio and continue on your own to get your nervous system nice and calm and send that message to your brain. Calm, connect, tune in. Begin by becoming aware of your breath as it is, and ideally bringing your breath through your nostrils rather than your mouth. And with your next exhale, I want you to empty your lungs completely this time. So exhale out, exhale out, exhale out, exhale out. Empty your lungs completely. Suck your belly in and squeeze all the air out. And then beginning with your inhale now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue on your own for 2 more rounds. Now you're calm and relaxed and I have your attention. Let's talk about focus. Attention. They are one and the same. If you take a magnifying glass and you hold it out in the rays of the sun and you point it on a little green leaf, you'll find that the rays of the sun are greatly intensified and narrowed down to a single point. And if you hold it on the leaf, after a while the leaf will start to smolder. If you pick a brown leaf instead, you might find it burst into flame. But be careful with this. Whenever we focus something, it becomes stronger. Why do they put blinders on horses? So the horse does not get distracted and scared and shy away from its task. Why are humans' eyes forward facing? Why do we not have eyes on the top of our head so we can see 360 degrees like a fly, or on the sides of our head like a horse? We have eyes at the front of our head because we're upright beings and we tend to move in a forward direction and we like to focus. We are always looking for something, food to eat, a potential mate, danger, and it helps for us to really, really narrowly focus our vision. Everything in us physiologically and anatomy-wise is designed and set up in such a way to help us focus. Consider your own vision, for example. Consider what you can see in your peripheral vision versus what you see in the center of your vision at any given time. Try it out now, for example. focus on something. See how clear it is? How clear is the vision at the side of your gaze? How clear is your peripheral vision right now? It's blurry, isn't it? It's blurry in everyone. We can see colour, we can see movement, but we cannot clearly distinguish the features in our peripheral vision. We don't need to. We need to focus. Focus blocks out everything else. And this can be great if you want to block out fear and you want to block out negativity and you want to block out everything that doesn't align with the direction you are going. And you're going a direction, remember. You are going somewhere. You are getting in the slipstream with everyone that's in the river, that's moving with the times, that's going the direction you want to go, which is towards greater things, better things, towards good opportunities, possibilities, potential. People that are going up, people that are evolving and growing and learning and loving life. That is the direction you are going. And you are getting yourself out of the eddy, the back eddy, where you might be stuck or have been stuck. But now you're coming out. Now you're getting in the flow and you're identifying those people that are going where you want to go. You're starting to spend time with them. You're starting to approach them and they're approaching you because you're holding yourself with confidence. You're a more approachable person. And to stay in the river, you've got to cultivate the focus of your mind. You have to direct it constantly, daily, moment by moment, back to the kind of person you wish to be and what you would like to achieve. And remember that if you are struggling right now in your life, perhaps you don't have a job, perhaps your relationship is suffering, perhaps your health, whatever it is, you need this more than ever. It's so much easier to get pulled out of the river into the back eddy and stuck in negativity when you are not focused. So this is essential for you. The greater the ability to focus, the greater the power you generate within yourself. In the same way the stronger magnifying glass will more quickly create a fire, so the power of your mind to focus as it is trained will more quickly create a fire in you. And that is exactly the kind of fire that you need to set your pants on fire so that you start going somewhere with your life. And that's what this is all about, right? The fire in the warrior's heart. The fire that is helping you to run towards opportunity, masked within challenge, masked within life. To focus your mind requires discipline, daily discipline. And I'm not going to beat around the bush here. You need to be disciplined. Every single day I get up at roughly the same time, usually between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Sometimes between 5:30 and 6. I find this a very helpful time of the day to focus and contemplate, to set intentions for the day, and to find stillness and reflection. This needs to be your time as well. Unless you work night shifts or very late nights, then I encourage you, you need to be disciplined with the time you get up in the morning. You also need to be disciplined with the time you go to bed, because it's very difficult to get up at the same time if you're constantly going to bed at different times and going to bed very late. There's an age-old saying that was repeated to me by my father as a boy. You may have heard it before. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. And there is some validity to this statement. When you get to bed early, your body gets ample rest. When you wake up early, this is a quiet time of the day to focus. So I encourage you, an hour before you go to bed, have some depower hour time. Switch your device off. If your time to go to bed is 10:30, turn your device off at 9:30. Put it onto flight mode if you need to, so your alarm still works. But get it out of the way, away from you. And take that time to wind down, perhaps to read something that stimulates you, or have a conversation, or just to think. Even better, don't think, meditate. Focus on your breath, stretch, move. You'll sleep better, you'll feel rested, and then you will have the discipline necessary to get up in the morning and set aside that time to set you up for the day. Even if you have no work to go to, still get up. It is so important to get up and get moving. Keep that first hour of the day tech-free time as well. Please do not make the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning to check your emails or Facebook or Instagram. Leave it off. You'll be okay. Use that time wisely. Use it to focus on the direction that you wish to go. And just like exercising the muscles of your body, just like exercising your ability to breathe more deeply and fill your lungs, or to stand in the cold water and breathe through it and relax into it, this will take time. It does not happen overnight that you develop discipline, but through the simple practice of disciplining your time to go to bed at night and to get up in the morning and to set aside that time for you, for the things that matter, that's going to set you up to create more discipline throughout your entire day, and it will create a ripple effect. Remember, get alongside the people that encourage and support you. You need that. You need support. You need like-minded people. And if you don't have any of those people in your life, reach out to me, www.awakenintelligence.com. Send me a message. I'll get back in touch with you. And if you live in Queenstown, you can come along to some of our free community events to meet people who are going the same way in the same river you are. Blessings on your day. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you in our next series. Thank you.